I'm Ross Terrell, and this is Off the Clock, KBIA's weekly look at arts and culture in Mid-Missouri. What do you expect? It's Chicago. After hearing these words from her friends after a young man was killed outside a high school basketball game, Razia Hutchins was angry. But she decided to turn her anger into a movement. KBIA's Emma Nicholas talked with a University of Missouri freshman about her decision to start the I Am for Peace movement.
It's 5:15 p.m. on September 22nd. Razia Hutchins is standing in a line at Plaza Dining Hall after realizing she hadn't eaten all day. Like other freshmen, Hutchins is making the adjustment to days filled with classes, work, math tutoring, and being away from home. But family and friends are not the only thing she left behind in the south side of Chicago. She also left a movement.
My junior year of high school, when we were having a conversation in class about a young man who was killed at a basketball game the night before, and my peers were just like, you know, well, it's Chicago, what do you expect? And I'm like, I expect for us to go to a high school basketball game and still be alive afterwards, you know?
Hutchins says her next move was straight to her principal's office. Dr. Angela Brooks Rollins recalls their conversation.
She came downstairs. She was so mad. She's like, I cannot believe that my peers, that this is our new norm. This is our new normal, and it is not okay. And we have to do something about it. And I said, okay, what are we going to do about it?
That conversation led to what is now known as the I Am for Peace movement. They first marched for peace in 2013 with roughly 500 students. But by 2015, that number grew to a march of more than 3,000 students, faculty members, and adults. The march brought together Chicago activists of all ages into one place to advocate for safer streets and neighborhoods. Hutchins says she never expected it to reach so many people, but Brooks Rollins says she is not surprised at Razia's success.
What can we do about this, Rollins? We have to do something about this. That was always her thing. And so I just really saw leadership in her and just kind of facilitated her to go and grow, and she took on a lot of leadership in our building.
After graduating high school, Hutchins had to learn how to be a leader on her own. She grew up around a big family, but is now at Mizzou with only one of her older brothers. She says it's difficult being at a school while worrying about her family at home.
You don't have to be in a gang or anything. My cousin, he was killed. He was walking into the house with groceries with his wife and his grandson, and some guys were just riding on a bicycle just shooting, and he ended up getting caught up in a crossfire.
Hutchins says she would like to continue her I Am for Peace movement in Chicago because the problem is so far from solved. Her cousin Marita, who lives in Chicago, says for Razia coming to Mizzou presents the opportunity to plant another seed.
Now she's at Mizzou, and we're very proud of her, but this movement is in her heart. It's not something that just goes away because you go away. You take that and you carry that wherever you go.
Hutchins currently works at the Black Culture Center and aspires to run for the Legion of Black Collegians Executive Board. Although she was away from home and her movement and also focusing on college, she says she will continue to push for change. Emma Nicholas, KBIA News.
That's it for Off the Clock this week. I'm Ross Terrell. Thanks for listening.